Hey, everybody. It's been a year or so or more. Welcome back. Had to retool the show a little bit. This is...
That is not my name.
Spartacus Rewatch Podcast. Just to bring you all back in, this is a podcast where we talk about Spartacus. Pretty self-explanatory, I think. Joining me along on this... 39 episode journey through Blood and Sand with me is my new co-host. Her name is my wife, and her name is Allie, like Alley Cat or Back Alley, where she used to get all of her coins back in the day. This is going to be a pre-show kind of where does Allie think this show will go? And we'll talk a little bit about some of the actors and where she may know them from. I'm just going to ask, how many episodes of this show have you seen?
Two. We did two episodes. We watched two episodes together for this podcast a while ago. Two.
Okay. You have seen two episodes. You have seen the... 8th episode, and you have seen the 13th episode.
Yeah, I think I got enough knowledge.
Okay. Do you remember anything?
Blood.
Yeah. And? Go ahead. Go ahead, say it.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I was expecting sand.
No. I don't. Well, I guess I do remember sand, but...
Okay. I'm gonna... ask you, where do you think the show Spartacus will go?
More blood.
There you go. We are going to kind of talk about some of the actors and actresses and maybe some of the series creators and producers and where you may know them from. First one I'm going to talk about is Lucy Lawless, okay, who plays Lucretia in this show. Where do you know the name or the actress from?
I know the name because of you, because she was in Xena, maybe Hercules? Was she in Hercules?
That's where Xena got her start, in a 3-episode arc.
Yeah, look at me knowing stuff.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the episodes?
From Hercules?
Uh-huh.
I've seen even less of Hercules than I have of Spartacus.
Okay. So you know Lucy Lawless from Xena. Do you know her from anything else?
No, I have never seen Xena either, so I don't really have a good idea as to who she is.
I'm going to need you to put more bass in your voice. Okay.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah, that mic didn't pick any of that up. Okay, so one of the directors of this show, Michael Hurst. Do you know?
No.
No? Okay. No. All right. Another Hercules alum. He played Aeolus in Hercules, the sidekick. Okay, so we're going to go back to the Spartacus series. Do you know Andy Whitfield and anything else he has ever been in?
No.
So unfortunately, Andy Whitfield passed away from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma before completing any other season of this show. So this will be the only season you get of Andy Whitfield. Pretty sad because he's pretty fantastic in the role. And he has been in a little-known movie called Gabriel, which is about the Archangel Gabriel. Tilda Swinton is in it as well.
Oh, I know her.
Okay, so John Hannah, who plays Badiatis. Do you know the name?
No.
Okay, so you'll know him he is from, mostly known from being the silly brother in the Mummy movies, starring Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who plays a really crappy CGI version of the Scorpion King. Yeah. That's from The Mummy too. So those are kind of the main people in the show. I don't think you'll really kind of know anybody else from name alone. Are you looking forward to watching the show?
Yeah. I mean, it'll be an experience.
Okay. So you've never seen the first ever episode?
No.
It is very different compared to the rest of the show. We start with Blood and Sand because if we started from God's Arena, which is my favorite season,
mm-hmm,
if we went from that great season to the first episode of Blood and Sand, you would be jarred and completely put off from the show, I think. A lot of the show, a lot of the first episode, you gotta think it came out just a few years. It was put into production a year or so after 300 came out. So this is a TV budgeted 300 type show when it comes out. So think of 300, but without the millions upon millions of dollars.
And Gerard Butler.
And Gerard Butler's beard. Yeah. Who doesn't love a Scottish Spartan? That movie, thinking back on it, stellar cast. Wow. Did you watch the sequel to that?
I haven't even seen the whole thing of the first one, so no.
Oh, they hide in the shade.
I don't get whatever you're trying to say.
Okay. Magneto's in that movie.
The new Magneto?
Well, technically, they're both the old Magneto now.
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
Michael Fassbender.
He's in the newer movies, right?
Sure. Yeah, they're newer compared to the ones from 23 years ago, which X-Men came out with Hugh Jackman 24 years ago. And that's disgusting. Hugh Jackman looks better now than anybody probably ever will. And he's talented as shit, and it's unfair.
Hugh Jackman is timeless.
I'm so glad we're getting your cross stitch in this.
You're not picking that sound up and it's not cross stitch.
You may not realize this, but while we're about to watch a really gory show where people say cock and ass all the time, which is why we won't be bleeping anything out that they wouldn't say on the show. So I can say cunt. I can say cunt. I don't know how many times I can say cunt, but I'm pretty sure I can say cunt.
You get two.
A lot. I get two. I went three over. I dipped into season two of my... that word that I cannot say anymore. You think it'll be bloody?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm glad we're going to go on this journey. And if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. There's 39 episodes. And if I have to retool and redo this entire fucking show again, I'm going to move on to fucking Fawlty Towers starring fucking John Cleese.
Ugh. I will not be doing that one with you.
I don't care.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you all for joining back up with us. We're literally going to go watch the first episode and get her immediate reaction to that and see if she'll take any notes.
Do I get a pen and paper?
Nope.
Then how the fuck am I going to take notes?
I'm not your fucking secretary. You're technically my secretary.
I'm not your secretary.
That's the sexist form of this show. To close out, why do we do this?
For Sparta. I almost said for Rome.
We do this for the glory of Rome.
Oh, it is for Rome.
Thank you for... That's going to be the quality of this fucking show. I apologize. But hopefully we get better every week and not make me miss my other co-hosts that I've had throughout this journey. Thank you. And we luckily you were so far away, it wouldn't pick up on that anyway. Have a great morning, afternoon. Have a great shit, wherever you're at. Whatever you're doing, do it well. Good night, everybody. We love you. Kneel before the glory.